Well, there's nothing much different than the current than Mayor Slay and Reed. Reed and Mayor Slay have been together for 12 years. What they're going through is a divorce, so to speak, if you want to use that terminology. They also is paid by the same folks. The board of ENA works together with the mayor. The mayor controls the other two members. He controls the board of aldermen. He has more than a majority in passing legislation.
Well, you brought up your opponent's campaign donations. You yourself have not accepted any donations or raised any money in this race. How have you been campaigning these past couple of months?
Well, I'm doing something that I'm making personal contacts with the voters. I'm not sending nobody out there. I'm not paying anybody to do anything. I tell people, I give my literature. My literature asks them to tell their family, friends, and relatives, pass it on to others and all that. Word of mouth. The fastest thing than the Internet. So if people tell somebody to tell somebody to tell somebody to vote for Matthews, and I met him. I was talking to a lady. She was looking at TV and seeing my picture, my name, in the first debate we had, and say, oh, I met him. I seen him in one of the fast food places she worked at. Then I was talking to a friend of mine. He owns a fast food place. He was sitting down and said, yeah, there's my friend. We went to school together, you know.
You know, there are some, your opponent Lewis Reed, for example, that say you're a stalking horse candidate running only to increase the mayor's chances of reelection. What's your response when people say that?
And I thought that was ridiculous. You know, I spent all my money to run. And being a preacher, I can't harbor hate and envy, jealousy, and covetance and all that sort of thing. You know, I want to be the mayor of the city of St. Louis. So if he wants to get out, that's fine with me. But I'm not getting out of the race. If 60,000 people come out and vote and 25 or 30,000 be votes that I would get, we would win this election by people's vote and not by the money that's in the campaign. Mayor has 3,000 plus, 3 million plus, and Reed has less than a million. And their money coming from all sources, quite sure, is not from poor people.
Let's say you do win on Tuesday, and then later you win in the general election. What's the first change you would make in City Hall?
First thing I'm start dealing with is homeless issues. Try to make sure those people are not suffering unnecessarily. There's opportunities for them to find some place to live.
And what changes would you make to go about doing that?
Well, one thing that I would like to do is create what you call a homeless village, not being something that would be tents and stuff like that. I'm talking about housing. We had a development in the city called Laclede Town. I don't know if you may ever remember that, but it was a real town. Like, it was people. It had stores. It had, you know, schools and things like that. We want to provide schools, skill centers, you know, where they can learn. We also want to develop a commercial district. So we need to share the wealth with the region. Everybody, not only county, but the city and East St. Louis, and be a regional state.